Today is Tuesday, July 23rd, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is a car episode today, so I'm going to just lay it all out there right now. I'm going to sound weird. You're going to hear air conditioning in the background, etc., etc., but, you know, that is just the way it is. I'm doing my weird headphone microphone again, and it's like, I don't know, and, you know, as I've already said, I'm super busy right now, and, you know, it's by choice that I'm super busy, but, you know, I'm doing Annie. Well, I had a haircut, and again, I'm not going to go into details, but I get my haircut 5 hours away, and I normally go on the weekend. And my hairstylist was not available on, I'd set my haircut for the 27th of July, and that's a Saturday, and so I was going to go, and I had Annie, so I have Annie on the 27th, but I was going to, my haircut was at like noon, so I leave at like 7 in the morning from home, I drive, you know, to get my haircut, and then I'd be done by 1, and so I'd be home by 6, and then my call time is like 7:30. I'm not sure. My call time is 7 or 7:30, something like that. So anyway, so I had that all set up, and then the problem is when you get your hair cut 5 hours away, and when you're like me and you wear a hair system, you can't let it go, because I don't do that myself. Like, I don't glue it on. I don't do any of that. Like, I've only done that one time, and Mark helped me, and I don't like it. I mean, I don't like ever having it off when I'm at home, and I've only ever had it off once at home, and I took it off and cleaned it, and then we put it back on. But the thing is, I mean, I don't like doing that. I like to pretend that it's all my own real hair. So, I'm being super open and honest about it, but anyway, I think most of you know. So, anyway, because of the fact that it's 5 hours away, it's really a struggle when they have a vacation or they have an unexpected thing come up and they can't be there, because I also have trust issues, and I've always been this way, even before, like, I would have certain hairstylists that I would go to, and I didn't want to go to anyone else, and I would have to get to know them and trust them, especially when I used to get my hair bleached blonde, and I had a very specific blonde that it had to be. And so, and if I would go, and if it would have any tinge of orange or copper or any, you know, I wanted it to be like white blonde. And if it had any hint of, like, any weird orangey color, I would cry, and I would get, like, I would be so upset. But anyway, so my hairstylist had to, she was not available on the 27th. And so they called me, and they're like, you know, she's unavailable. Well, the problem is, because of Annie, and because of getting ready for Pride 48, and you know, because I was in Alaska, the 27th was already 5 weeks, and that's the maximum amount of time that I can go between haircuts. Like, I can't go any more than 5 weeks. And, you know, even that is pushing it. And so I have another stylist that I had used before Tabitha. And so luckily now I have two that I kind of trust. And anyway, so I was able to, and so my stylist was not available, but the only time they had available before the 27th was during the week. So today is Tuesday, and here I am in St. Louis, and, you know, and I had to go to Jessica instead of Tabitha, which is fine. I mean, I'm used to Jessica. And in fact, I did finally find a place at home. I was looking online, and I found a place at home that does the kind of hair stuff that I need, and so I'm actually thinking about doing a consultation with them and just seeing if that's something I would be interested in, because even if I kept purchasing stuff and getting my initial cut in, up here, maybe they could do maintenance, you know, or in between haircuts or whatever, at this place in Bentonville or near where I live. So I don't know. So I'm going to see about that and see if I don't know. I'm just going to meet them and see, you know, what their process is and all that kind of stuff and see if I would trust them. At the very least, it could be an emergency place I would go when, like, I really had to go, so that I don't have to, you know, like in a case like this where I really could, I had to take off work today to go. If I had a place at home, then I could just go to them and, you know, but usually these kind of places are very picky though. They won't touch your hair unless they provided the hair system and all of that. So that's another consideration. You know, I'm not really sure, but I've got to meet them. So anyway, so here I am, I'm driving and I literally will get back home. And when I get home, it'll be time for my Annie rehearsal. So I may be home for like 15 or 20 minutes and then have to go straight to Annie. So I actually have my trumpet in my car, in case, you know, in case I don't have time to even go home. And then rehearsal won't be over until 9 o'clock or 9:30. And then I'll eat dinner because I won't have time to eat before. And then it'll be bedtime and then it's back to work tomorrow. And then, you know, and then it's back to any rehearsal right after work tomorrow. And the same on Thursday, the same on Friday. And anyway, it's just, you know, it's by my choice, so I need to stop complaining about it, but it is what it is. So I wanted to record an episode, and I had to record from the car because I just don't have any time to record, you know, any other time. I don't have time to record in the studio. So I want to just go over again the Pride 48 stuff for any of you who listen who are going to New Orleans. If you're a podcaster, please go over to pride48.com and register. There are still a few shows that I know are coming who haven't registered their podcast. So I want to make sure that, you know, everyone gets registered so that we get you on the schedule, because we want to have all of the podcasts that are attending to actually do a show. And other than that, we do have the excursions up as well. We have the cooking class on Friday afternoon, and we also have the cemetery tour on Sunday night after our closing show. And we do have a deadline on those of July 31st, which is next Wednesday. So we really need to get all of those in so that we can book the tickets for those. And I know that's a little bit of a short amount of time. It's only about a week and a half for you guys to look and do your research and figure out what you want to do. But, and, you know, apologies for that. But we really want to get everyone to attend, if at all possible, or as many people as want to, obviously. And so go over to pride48.com, look at those. There's a description of each thing. And so you can kind of see what's involved. I'm really excited about the cooking specifically because I really like to cook and I like to learn new recipes and new techniques of cooking, and I've never done a cooking class, so I'm really looking forward to that. I'm definitely going to do that one. I'm going to do both, but I'm really looking forward to the cooking class. And other than the Pride 48 stuff, I think I already talked about it yesterday, I'm just, you know, doing Annie, and I guess I'll talk a little bit about Annie. So the Annie cast and crew, they're all really good. I'm excited about the show. It's a little bit, there are a couple of songs that are a little bit challenging and I haven't had time to practice. So with the last one I did was Jesus Christ Superstar, and I got the music 2 or 3 weeks ahead of time. So I was able to spend a good 2 weeks at least going over the music and really fine-tuning everything, and I felt really good about it. Well, Annie, I didn't get the music until the day before our first rehearsal, so I had no time to go over it. And I felt like I've struggled a little bit on a couple of pieces with some syncopation and some rhythms and some, really some notes, because the key signature in a couple of these songs is challenging. They're like, one of the songs has, I want to say, 6 sharps. It may even be 7, which if you're not a music person, that means nothing to you, but it's a lot. And there's also accidental, so that's been challenging. And as far as cuteness of actors, because I know I normally talk about, you know, are the actors cute that are on stage? Do I have any eye candy to look at? Really, there's one guy who I find incredibly attractive on stage, and I'm trying not to stare at him because apparently I have a tendency to do that, and so I'm trying not to do that, but we'll see how that goes. He was actually not there last night, so I missed him. Also, there is a trombone slash baritone player who's so young. I mean, he's just starting college in August, so he's going to start his first year of college in August, and he's a skinny little twinkie looking with long blonde hair. It looks like, I don't know, a member of Hanson or something, but he's so cute. But he sits behind me, so I can't stare at him. So, all right, well, that's about it for this episode. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it out. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more episodes of LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.